This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending him his greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, continuing our journey looking at good moral characteristics and values, whereby many, or if not all, of these values can be learned via imitation of the best of creation, none other than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ كَثِيرًا. Inside Surah Al-Ahzab, numerous verses speaking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about rights that belong to him, beginning with النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. Right in the beginning that we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is more closer to the believers than their own selves. And then we find other commandments or encouragement of praising, salutations, of remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till we find this verse, the most ultimate verse inside the Qur'an, about emulating and imitating, copying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus we find that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, that he purifies them, bima'na changes their akhlaq, changes their characteristics, their behavior, their Bedouin practices, to become a supreme nation, the best ummah ever raised upon this earth. That was our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the influence that he had with the people around him. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, takes him out from the realms of darknesses to the nur, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith in Muwatta Imam Malik, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, I've been sent for the sole purpose to perfect people's characteristics and behavior. And thus the more a person emulates, the more a person reads into his life, person begins to develop this yearning desire, his aspiration, his hope to be like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus we find at the same time that some of us may fall short in emulation, in imitation of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this boils down to that maybe some of us fail to understand at-tawfiq min Allah. And the person should pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me the ability to follow his characteristics, to emulate and to imitate him, and forever be supplicating for one's characteristic and behavior. Thus we find a very strange hadith, strange that maybe many of us have come across this hadith, whereby the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would pray, Allahumma ahsin khuluqi kama ahsanta khalqi. Allah, perfect my characteristics and my behavior, just like you perfected my creation, the way that my body's structure is, the placement of my eyes, my mouth, my nose, my organs. All of this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all perfect. Perfect. It's perfection min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise, Allahumma ahsin khuluqi. Perfect my character. Give me the ability to refine my character, refine myself. And you find al-thabat min Allah. Steadfastness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find that the human being, in a blinking of an eye, could change about their life, turn from good to evil or from evil to good. Even though it's very rare that a person moves from evil to good, but at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees that the person engrossed in so much evil that moves that individual away towards goodness. And thus a person should ask steadfastness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the most excessive supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَكَانَ سَاجِدًا, in a state of sujood, اللَّهُمَّ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ, Allah, keep my heart steadfast upon your deen. Which individual would ever question or dare say that? How can the Prophet alayhi wasallam make such a supplication when he's the person who's the most perfect creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, destined to go into paradise before the creation of the heavens and the earth, destined to open the doors of paradise, destined to intercede for this Muslim ummah, destined to be Khatamun Nabiyyin, destined to be the final Prophet. So how can he be asking for keep me steadfast, to teach this Muslim ummah that the heart of the human being is between the two fingers of Ar-Rahman. يُقَلِّبُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ, Allah alternates the hearts however He wants. And likewise, other supplications, don't leave me for the blinking of an eye. Don't even leave me for a blinking of an eye. Because the blinking of an eye could derail me. Take me away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take me away from hasanat ila sayyi'at. Take me away from good deeds towards bad deeds. So the believer prays and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for steadfastness. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even addressing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, addressing him and reminding him, وَلَوْلَا ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. If we had not given you thabat, steadfastness, you would have surely inclined towards them. Ulama begin to discuss what is this inclination. Maybe in the practices of the people of Quraysh around, the things that they were doing, or maybe some form of leniency or acceptance of their practices that we find. But the ultimate goal, وَلَوْلَا ثَبَّتْنَاكَ الْخِطَابُ لِلرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ, addressing directly the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, we did not make you firm, steadfast, you would have begun to incline towards the practices of the people around you. So steadfastness, asking for thabat, is the way of the believer. And that's why, especially in these troubled times, in these difficult times, numerous ahadith that we find about ayyamul fitan, days of fitan that we find. You find during these days that you find al-qabid ala dinihi kal-qabid ala jama. Person who holds fast to their deen is like a person who holds fast to hot coal. It's impossible to hold on to hot coal. That's how difficult it becomes at times to hold fast to one's deen. So a person can only pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me the tawfiq, grant me the ability to remain steadfast upon your path. And this is exactly what numerous companions that they were worried about. They would come and pose various questions, various scenarios, ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This companion that we find, Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi, قَالَ قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حَدِّثْنِي بِأَمْرٍ أَعْتَصِمُ بِهِ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, narrate to me, describe to me, inform me about something, أَعْتَصِمُ بِهِ, I can hold fast to it. That's the Quran when it speaks about holding fast, وَأَعْتَصِمُ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, hold fast to the rope of Allah, clinch it, hold fast, don't release it. Just like a person is about to die, if they release the rope, it will collapse. They drop to their downfall, to their ending. That's what the Quran describes, to hold fast. إلى الإسلام وقد فسر في تفسير ابن كثير واعتصموا بحبل الله أما القرآن أو السنة أو الشريعة أو الفرائض. All these are all synonymous terms. Hold fast to Islam. Stick to it. عليكم بالسنة. Upon you to hold fast to the Sunnah. عدوا عليها بالنواجذ. Hold fast. In the paraphrase of the Hadith, Sunnah of Imam Tirmidhi. Hold fast to the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with your mawla teeth. Ulama begin to dissect this hadith. Why does it mention al-nawajiz? Why does it mention other parts of the teeth? Just like a person bites their food, chews at meat or flesh. So the person holds fast to it to break it apart. That if a person tries to pull it out of their mouth, it becomes impossible. Likewise, the Sunnah person holds fast to the Sunnah, clings fast to it. The world may drift here and there, but a person rejoices in the Sunnah, loves the Sunnah, yutabbiqu sunnah, implements the Sunnah, yad'u ila sunnah, encourages people towards the Sunnah, tries their best to live a life of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qala qul rabbi Allah thumma istaqim. The Prophet alaihi wasallam advised him, say rabbi Allah, say my Lord is Allah, thumma istaqim. They remain steadfast upon that. Other riwayat, other words, other companions asking exactly the same question. Teach me a word I can ask only you, and only you can advise me. قَالَ قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِلْ. Say, I believe in Allah, then remain steadfast upon that. أَوَّلًا الْكَلِمَاتِ قُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Say, my Lord is Allah. أَوَّلْ شَيْءٍ يُسْأَلْ فِي الْقَبْرِ. First thing the person is going to be asked inside the grave, أَيِّ شَيْءٍ مَنْ رَبُّكَ. First question for all of us, لَمَّا يَدْخُلْ فِي الْقَبْرِ, the first question we're going to be asked is, مَنْ رَبُّكَ, who is your Lord? Some people won't be able to answer. Some people say, لا أدري, كذبت, you lied. Signs were shown to you, you was told. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, جَلَّ جَلَالُ, subhanahu wa ta'ala, people are waiting for their results. People don't know what they've documented, what they've placed here. You know, but a strange thing, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُقَدِّمُ السُّؤَالُ وَيُقَدِّمُ الْجَوَابُ. Allah presents the question and He presents the answer. وَيُقَدِّمَ الْمَنْهَجِ وَالطَّرِيقَ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانُ وَتَعَالَى. He informs and lays out the methodology and the path and the solution and the cures and everything to come to Him. سُبْحَانَ وَتَعَالَى. وَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ نَحْنُ نَرْفُضُ. We're the ones that refuse. The question is there, the answer is there. All of us living today, we know رَبِّي اللَّهُ. We know that my Lord is Allah. But why do we fail to implement that inside our lives? Why do we fail to do that when we know that Allah is our Lord? فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. فَعْلَمْ. Have knowledge that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And seek forgiveness for your sins and for the believing men and the believing women. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ أَحْمِيَةُ التَّوْحِيدِ. The importance of belief. هُنَاكْ مَنْ اللَّهُ يَهْدِيهِمْ يَقُولُونَ. They say that أَدْرَاسُ التَّوْحِيدِ فِي يَوْمْ وَاحِدٍ. That in one day you can study what Tawheed is. You can study what Aqa'id is. What a great fallacy. What a great misunderstanding. At-Tawheed tulu hayatik. Throughout your life, إِذَا دَرَسْتْ مَنْ دَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you study in great detail, those individuals who deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find a deep essence of one element that made them deviate. قِلَّةُ الْأَقَاعِدِ. A lack of aqeedah, of belief, of conviction, of dirasat al-tawheed inside their life. يَقْرَأْ كِتَابَيْنِ. Read one book, two books, and think this is sufficient, this will suffice me. Or begins to make such comments that كِتَابُ التَّوْحِيدِ أَيْ فَائِدَ لَهُ أَيْ كَلِمَاتِ هَذِهِ. Even قَبْلَ كِتَابُ التَّوْحِيدِ حَتَّى كُلُّ الْقُرْآنِ هُوَ التَّوْحِيدِ. The whole Qur'an, إِذَا دِرَسْتَ الْقُرْآنِ دِرَاسَ عَمِيقًا. Study the Qur'an in great detail. Ayat ba'da ayat. You find nothing but Tawheed inside there. Even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to discuss stories of Anbiya, what do you find inside there? Nothing but Tawheed. فَمَثَلْ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. When he goes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَن تَرَانِي. You're never going to be able to see me upon this dunya. This is the dirasat al-tawheed. أول اليقين أن في الآخرة أن المؤمنون أن المؤمنين يرى الله سبحانه وتعالى. Believers inside the Akhirah will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أما من دلوا عن السبيل. Those who reject the ayat, who make تأويل, تحريف, تعطيل, تمثيل, تشبيح, تكييف. All these كلمات are deviations. Deviation, corruption that take a people away from Aqaid Ahl Sunnah. The most simple belief, the most descriptive, easy understanding of Tawheed is works of Ahl Sunnah. Because people who deviate begin to fall into Greek philosophy, Greek mythology, Greek understanding, begin to depict the Asma wa Sifat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begin to reject the ulama mentioned. كَأَنَّمْ يَعْبُدُونَ الصَّنَمْ. As if they're worshipping an idol, or adaman, or one that does not exist. This is what their belief leads to. أَمَّا أَقِيدَ أَحْلَ سُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. Leads you towards ta'atullahi, اللَّهِ. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not an iman of tamanni. Of iman is just hope. That's in this 21st century, but even more corruption. Deviation. That as long as you have some love of Allah inside your heart, then Allah will forgive. Allah will pardon. You're born in this Muslim ummah. You have affiliation to Islam. Allah will forgive you. This is corruption. This is deviation. Taking away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And books of shuruhat, of kitab al-tawheed, and works of tawheed that we find, whether it be kashf al-shubuhat, that we find, usul al-thalatha that we find, qasida al-nuniyah that we find, numerous kutub, wa shuruhat aqeed al-tahawiyah, tulu hayatina, wallahi, all of our lives, we can try to sift through, read through these shuruhat, ma nukammil. We're never going to be able to complete them. And every day in and day out, year in year out, you find new shuruhat. With a different approach, with different elements, tackling the modern 21st century attacks that we find. So how can a person say that just in one day a person understands what Tawheed is? Tawheed is not important inside your life. All these works have been written on the basis of the first question, Man Rabbuk? Who's your Lord? You don't know Allah, you're not going to be able to worship Allah upon basira, upon foresightedness. You're not able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love,
with hope, with aspiration, with fear, with devotion, with commitment. لأنك ما تعرف الله. Because you don't know Allah. You don't know who Allah is. So your worship becomes weak. Your life becomes weak. Your heart becomes weak. That's what min ma'ani al-aqaid al-aql is a string that a person ties, it becomes a knot. A knot, it becomes very difficult to break. That's what aqaid is. That's what belief is. Becomes deeply tied inside your heart. No one can untie that, unknot that. And thus we find this dirasa that we find of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's coupled with, this is where sometimes some of us fail to understand, that we just think it's just theology. These prophetic traditions have moved into a deeper dimension. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَقُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِلْ. Then remain steadfast upon that. Steadfast, as ulama have described, either, as we mentioned, upon ala al-tawheed, ala al-islam, ala al-fara'id, ala al-wajibat. Once you say that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then remain steadfast in doing the actions that you've been commanded to do. Don't just say that I believe in Allah, and then they leave the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person doesn't pray, doesn't fast, doesn't want to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows that may Allah forbid, this person is a liar. That they don't really have that tasdeeq, that conviction inside their heart. Because a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it eventually leads them to conviction of implementation inside their life. لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَعْتَعْتُهُ إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. If your love was true, if your love, your devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a true love, true devotion, indeed the one that you love, you obey that one inside your life. You implement that inside your life. So we claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it leads towards obedience. Obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah qualified another verse inside the Quran. Or before that, we find this concept of deviation, that sometimes we find that people want to please people. Preachers are not there to please people. We're not there to please people. That people, يُقَرِّبْ الشِّيعَ وَالْقُبُورِيِّينَ أَهْلُ الصُّوفِيَّةِ. That just to please everyone, just bring them all together. Let them all find their way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَدُّ النَّاسِ. Sometimes person has to refute people and their belief. Not because they want to do that inside their life. Is to remove shubuhat, doubts, deviancy, corruption. It's not there to please people, that just entertain whatever pleases the people, deliver that to the people. Person has to deliver, قال الله قال الرسول قال الصحابة, as Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah inside Qasida al-Numiya. Thousands of lines of poetry of Aqidah Firqatul Najiyah, of the same sect. That every single line of poetry, when he had the Submiya Qasida al-Numiya, every single line ends with harf al-noon. Every single line. Thousands of lines of poetry that he wrote. What is Aqidah Firqatul Najiyah? Was it there to please the people? To entertain the people? To seek reward from the people? Or was it to deliver the message to the people? This is the aqa'id. This is the belief of the people who are the delivered individuals. And obviously we use wisdom and good speech and good conduct and good etiquette and good reminder to remind people to come towards that. And likewise we find فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتُ. Inside Surah Hud that we find. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Remain steadfast as you've been commanded to do so. This surah, you read the tafsir of this surah, or fada'il of this surah that we find. Inside Imam Suyuti's Ad-Durr al-Manthur. We find the hadith, even though some ulama try to make it weak, of any hand, many of the ulama accept the narration, شَيِّبَتْنِ هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. That Surah Hud and its sister surahs, Surah Yunus, Surah Hud that we find, or Surah Yusuf, Surah Ra'd that we find, the sister surahs in that cluster of surahs that we find, have made my head to go and become grey. Iman. Because inside these surahs that we find, speaking about adab, about punishment, about torture, about the akhirah, about belief. شَيِّبَتْنِ هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. Have made my head go grey. It also inside the works of Imam Suyuti, inside his tafsir, he mentions, when this verse was sent down, فَمَا رُؤِيَ الضَّاحِكًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. When this verse was sent down, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Remain steadfast. Make serious business. فَمَا رُؤِيَ الضَّاحِكًا. The Prophet ﷺ was never seen laughing ever again in his life. Never seen laughing again. If you would, he would smile. Very rarely you find an open smile to see his teeth. This is not to say that Muslims should always be frowning, always be upset. There's a time, a sa'a wa sa'a ya hamdala, a time to be with one's family, one's friends and the community around us. But the whole life just becomes entertainment. Whole life just becomes pleasures. Whole life becomes desires. Fastaqim kama umirt. Remain steadfast, remain committed. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be deviation. There's going to be corruption. There's going to be desires. A person needs to worry about that. That's Imam Ghazali, he mentioned that being steadfast along this path, on this dunya, is similar to the akhirah. Both paths are fine. Both paths are sharp. Both paths are difficult to cross. So that's how he equates. That a person who tries to cross in his dunya is just like crossing the path as sirat inside the akhirah. It's going to be very difficult. So a person who's successful inside this dunya will be successful inside the akhirah. Another verse that we find, similar verse, وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Remain steadfast, you've been commanded to do. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Don't follow their false desires and lusts. إِشَارَ إِلَى أَيِّ شَيْءٍ. What is Allah pointing towards? That there will be a world of lust and desires, of shubuhat. That whilst you're trying to be steadfast as a young individual, living in the 21st century, in a modern world, in the West, what's the most of the world doing in this environment at the moment? Most people are enjoying their lives. Most people are not really worried about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not worried about as-salawat. Not worried about ta'ah. Not worried about obedience. That's what most people are doing. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُدِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you follow the pattern of thought of most people on this earth, they'll take you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a person who's becoming steadfast, remember, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Don't follow the lusts and desires of the people around you. And amongst these lusts and desires a person needs to overcome is the emotions, restraining oneself. And that's the second part of the hadith. It sheds light. Because many of us, we condense our life upon just belief. We fail to understand the pattern of thought inside many ahadith about belief and practice inside our lives. What we need to practice. قلت يا رسول الله ما أكثر ما تخاف علي. The companion mentions, what is the most thing that you fear upon me? What do you fear? If I find the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should I be worried about inside my life? فَأَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِلِسَانِهِ بِلِسَانِ نَفْسِهِ ثُمَّ قَالْ هَذَا. Al-Rasul alayhi salam took hold of his blessed tongue and said this, هَذَا. This is what I fear most for you, that you need to be worried about. كيف؟ الْأَقِيدَ قُلْنَا فِي الْقَلْبِ. You know, the tongue is just a mirror, as ulama have described, a mirror of the heart. Whatever, may Allah forbid, venom, vile speech, immorality, vulgar language, bad words that come out the mouth is a mirror of the heart. مَا أَقُولُ يَنِي مَرَّ أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. I don't say once or twice. Any individual can, as I say, become angry, become frustrated. It's normal, we're human beings. وَلَكِنْ أَقُولْ دَائِمًا. Person speaks nothing but vulgar speech. الْغِيبَ, backbiting, shatam, la'am, cursing, reviling, complaining, speaking ill, looking down, bad words, vulgar speech. حَتَّى أَنَا رَأَيْتُ وَشُفْ بِعَيْنِ. People dressed like Muslims, conducted like Muslims. كَلِمَةٌ مَا نَتَصَوَّرْ حَتَّى مِنْ بَعْدَ الضَّالِينَ. Words and etiquette that people who are astray, you don't expect them to use such words. But the language that they use, the way they conduct themselves, it clearly shows a weakness in our aqa'id, in our belief, in our conviction of ar-ruju' ila Allah, of returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it shows. Because a believer who's firm inside their belief is vigilant. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a word does a person utter except for these two angels there. Many ulama go to the view. These are the names of the two angels on our shoulders, رَقِيبٌ وَعَتِيدٌ. They are documenting everything that we say. So Muslim is vigilant about the words that they conduct, the words that they say. That's one of the most difficult tasks that many of us that we face of istiqama upon this world is controlling our tongues. Controlling our tongues that we find. Just blurting out whatever comes out of our mouths. And even for our women folk that we find. Our descriptive nature in ahadith that we find. بِكُفِّهِنَّ Because of their disobedience, because of their ingratitude. Not kufr of disbelief here. What is the ingratitude here? Ingratitude of towards their spouse. Towards their family members. That not speaking well of them, or complaining, or cursing, or reviling that we find. It's an advice from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for them, our women folk, to restrain their tongues. And likewise for us as well, to restrain our tongues in only using them in that which would benefit us. And thus we find in numerous narrations, the Muslim Imam Ahmad that we find, فَمَثَلًا The faith of a servant of Allah will not be firm and steadfast until his heart is firm and steadfast. And the heart will not become firm and steadfast until his tongue is made firm and steadfast. A man will not enter paradise as long as his neighbours were not safe from his troublesome disturbances. Why do such prophetic ahadith speak about iman, speak about the tongue, speak about conduct? Why does it fall by us? Why do, let's speak openly, many of us say that, oh, I have the right belief. It makes no difference how I speak to another Muslim. It makes no difference how I conduct towards another Muslim. Why? Why is that attitude inside our lives? Why is that attitude inside our conduct? Why? Because the simple answer is we don't really understand aqa'id. We don't really understand belief. We've dissected it apart. That when it suits me inside my life, then this is my belief. When my interest is at stake, then my belief is put aside. Because this is a worldly matter. This is something that concerns my ego, my life, my personal circumstance, my wealth, my family, my personal preference, my identity, my masjid, my people, my community. Ayyu deen hadha? What deen is this? Then we complain about the state of the world. We're just a reflection of the world. We're just a reflection, we're just a smaller image of the rest of the world around us. We can complain all day about the world. But we are simple individuals, we behave exactly like the world around us. That we select and we choose what concerns our life. What concerns me, what suits me, what helps me. اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى The believer is always trying to find justice, equity, fairness. Fairness to everything around them. Not that when it becomes my interest that now I show fairness and I'll be unjust to another individual. Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, hatta al-kuffar, hatta al-yahood. Even the Jews that we find around him. When people say, they're only al-yahood, just like today, they're only non-Muslim, they're only like this. Return their belongings to them. Pay the debt off to them. Pay what belongs to them. Give it back to them. Never been treacherous. Never being harmful. This is what stood as an identity of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءُهُمْ They know him like they know his own children. وَلِهَذَا لُقِّبَ بِالْأَمِينَ وَالصَّادِقِ قَبْلَ الْبَعْثِ Or ba'tha, before revelation, before prophethood. He was called Al-Amin wa-Sadiq. For what purpose? How was he known as a truthful individual before prophethood? And look at us Muslims today. That we speak about his sunnah, we speak about his life. But yet we lie. We're treacherous. We're deceptive. We're two-faced. We're two-tongued. That's what we are. That's not, a Muslim should remove that inside their heart if they want to find the path of success. Targhib al-Nana, to encourage us about steadfastness. That just as the task is difficult and it's hard to overcome possibly upon this dunya, then look at the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions for those individuals. About istiqamah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ إلى آخر آيات that we find. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Those who say, our Lord is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Remain steadfast upon that. Imam Hassan al-Basri, every time we read this verse, we say, Allahumma arzuqna istiqama. We say, oh, our Lord, grant us istiqama, steadfastness. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Angels begin to descend upon them. Say to them, don't fear, don't grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ Cry to them for what? What will be given to you remaining steadfast upon this dunya? The world is rejoicing. Does he find a dunya? dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Always place this hadith inside your mind and your heart. As the world rejoices, hadith in Sahih Muslim that we find. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. This world is a prison for the believer. It's a prison. It's incarceration. We can't allow our hearts to roam free, to rejoice, to be happy, to enjoy ladhat, entertainment, beauty, good things in a way that the world around us, in so-called, they begin to enjoy it. The Muslim is in state of captivity. وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرَ, paradise for the disbeliever. Let them enjoy. Let them enjoy this world. That's why you study this hadith. كِتَابُ الْجَنَّةُ صِفَةُ النَّعِيمِيَ وَأَهْلِهَا. It's on Sahih Muslim. So many powerful hadith that a believer will come on the day of judgment. After all this world, al-kabad, hardship, turmoil, ton, hardship that we find. Small dip inside Jannah. هَلْ رَيْتْ بُؤْسَ الْقَطْ هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ شِدَّةِ الْقَطْ. Any hardship, any difficulty inside your life, do you face anything inside your life? One small dip in Jannah. A small dip. وَيَنْسَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Forgets everything. Every single thing. 50 years, 60 years, قُلْ سَبْعِينَ ثَمَانِينَ, say 70 years, 80 years of your life, 70, 60 odd years of Philistine, 60 odd years of Kashmir that we find, 10 years of years of Iraq or Syria that we find. One small dip, لِهَاُولَاءِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَا فِي شَيْءٍ. وَأَمَّا الْكَافِرُ, as for a disbeliever, one small dip inside Jahannam. هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ لَذَّةِ الْقَبْرِ هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ النَّعِيمِ قَبْرِ. Any good thing in your life? Did you rejoice once inside your life? Do you have blessings inside your life? 50, 60 years of your life doing whatever you want to do inside your life. يَقُولْ لَا. Never. I never enjoyed myself once in my life. One small dip inside Jahannam will be, that's the end of everything. So thus we find that the hardship, likewise, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُ رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Dawud once said another verse, another Quran, similar verse, who will say, our Lord is Allah, remain steadfast apart, just remain steadfast upon that. This will be the reward for those individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ayah ends with جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. Allah doesn't say just remain steadfast. Allah, in the previous verse in Fussilat, Allah mentioned because of the action you should do inside this world, you'd be given these rewards inside paradise. And likewise here, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, a life of amal. Once again, aqa'id, belief, corruption. أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, Allah is غَفُور, يَغْفِرْ وَيَتُوبْ وَيَعْفُو, pardons, forgives, overlooks, no harm. Have I done this? I done that? Possibly there could be no harm. But at the same time, Allah Shadeed al-Iqab, Allah is severe in punishment, chastisement, will take people for retribution, for hisab, for accountability, for judgment. Likewise, as you find that ulama discussed asma, Allah wa sifatuhu subhanahu wa ta'ala, divided between two broad categories of mercy and compassion, and of taking, of retribution, of punishment, of torture, of harm, and his infinite justice that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, find the benefits. وَأَلَّوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا, inside Surah Al-Jinn. If they only remain steadfast upon the path, لَأَسْقَيْنَهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا بِمَعْنَ مَاءً هُنَا بِمَعْنَ فُسِّرًا, you find provisions of this world. If you become steadfast upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will open up the earth. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلُ الْقُرَى آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا, inside Surah Al-Araf. If the people of the village, they believe, they had belief, and they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would open up the heavens and the earth for them. That's why according to Islamic sciences, one reason why there is drought is because of disobedience of Allah, rejection of Allah. Ash-shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala is amongst the reasons that ulama have documented that we begin to find excessive heat and drought and hardship that we find, a lack of water. Because you study some of these nations, these tribes and these people, you find engrossed in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimate disobedience is a shirk billah. It's to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find get paradise blessed paradise upon the blessed tongue of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. How did he describe paradise to those individuals who remain steadfast? Look how he begins to describe and give a depiction and encouragement towards us about, once again, belief and action. مَنْ يَضْمَنِّي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ In a hadith inside Sahih of Imam Bukhari that we find. Whoever, I'm a guarantor. Guarantor for that individual. Whoever guarantees for me whatever is between the two jaws and between the two legs, I guarantee a place for that person in Jannah. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ وَإِلَّا وَحِيٌّ يُوحَىٰ Doesn't speak of his own desires. Look at his prophecy. كَأَنَّ الرَّسُولُ يُخَاطِبُنَا الْيَوْمِ As the message speaking to us today. Because this is our downfall. We can't control our tongues. We can't control our private parts. So half of these Muslim ummah, may Allah forbid, they carry out haram inside their lives. The other half of this Muslim ummah does what? They just do not control their tongues. So the Prophet, he prophesied, he mentioned, guaranteed, whoever guards their tongue and guards their private parts, their chastity, I will guarantee a place in paradise for that individual. And thus we find that the path of steadfastness that we find is the Quran. In wa illa dhikru lil alameen. Liman sha'a minkum an yastaqim. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ Surah Surah Taqweer, the 81st chapter. Speaking once again about Al-Akhirah. Juz Tabarak and Juz Amma is nothing but Al-Akhirah. But you know, you study these two ajza, you study these two juz, you find a pinnacle element about belief and action and carrying out the action. فَمَثَلًا مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ What made you end up being inside Saqqar? Well, Saqqar means Asma'i Jahannam, seven names of Jahannam documented inside the Quran. Why are you in Jahannam? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ We said, we never used to bother to pray in our lives. الْإِيمَان ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ الصَّلَاةِ الصَّلَاةِ inside our lives. That we find that when أول شيء لا يحاسن عبد عليه يوم القيامة معجب في الطبراني First thing after we find about the questioning about who is Allah, who is your Lord, is going to be the first physical action is going to be what? It's going to be as-salah. You know, you find some very strange ahadith about as-salah fi al-qabr, inside the grave. You find that a human being will come, a depiction of a human being. Beautiful face, beautiful smell, beautiful clothing, beautiful fragrance. Man anta? Man anta? Who are you? Ana amulaka salih. Ana salatuka. I'm your good actions. I'm your good deeds. I'm your salah. Man yakul anna as-salah. Ay ahmiyatu as-salah. What's the food of salah? May Allah forbid. What are you doing? Bowing down five times a day. Why are you so worried about salah? Why are you worried about as-salah? Tu'akhiru. Delay it. Leave it another time. Why are you playing in the masjid? Why are you going to jama'ah? Why are you so worried about that? You know, as-sahaba, if they miss as-salah, it's as if a funeral been offered upon them. If they miss salah, ma'akul as-salah, they missed as-salah, qasdi as-salah bil jama'ati, as-salah in the congregation. We're not talking about in its totality that some of us, it falls in our life, may Allah forbid, and give us istiqamah, that we missed the salah totally. We're talking about in jama'ah, in congregation, as if the whole world had collapsed upon them. Questioning themselves, salatul fajri ayyul ikhwat, they would hide in the crevices, hide in the walls. If they miss Jama'ah, people are walking back from the masjid, they hide, conceal themselves. Lest another companion sees me. Because only who? Only Munafiqun missed the prayer inside the Fajr prayer in Jama'ah behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Only Al-Munafiqun. Only the hypocrites at that time. And even you read Sirah, hypocrites will do what? They'll come for Fajr. So they couldn't be sprouted, they couldn't be discovered. I'm a hypocrite. Hypocrites used to come for Fajr. So they couldn't be spotted. Nahnu living in a modern world today. What's stopping us? Al-Qasan, wa-Nawm, Qasatul Kalam, Al-Shughulat, Al-Lahib, Al-Lahu. Play, newsman, speech, wasting time, qila wa-qal, this and that. Not rasikh fil-ilm, rasikh fil-salah. Person strong in their ilm, strong in their salah. Doesn't separate the two, doesn't delay the two. Doesn't separate and say this is something else. That's why you find that sometimes some of the masses, an average person, some of us, is better than many of us at times. Because we have this kathratul ilm, an immense knowledge. Lakin mu'akhir anis salah. We come late to salah. We don't pray about in jama'ah. That's if an average person, sometimes not ta'ajjah, an average elderly individual is there for salah. 15, 20 minutes before salah, preparing themselves, making wudu, reading nawafil, reading afters. And all that we can do, just stand there and begin to say, begin to find excuses, begin to find mistakes upon people. Rather, tasjeel. Unzur ila ha'ulai. Learn from them. Learn from them. Maybe they don't pray sallu kama ra'aytum nusalli. Maybe they don't do rafu al-yadayn. Maybe they don't do ta'meen khalf al-imam. Maybe they don't make tahrik al-isba' fi tashahud. Maybe they don't move their finger inside tashahud. Fuqaha discuss that doesn't mean that your salah is batila, is false or invalidated. Maybe it's me to be encouraged, maybe good words with them. But maybe it's about time in our life we learn from them. Maybe we should begin to learn from them that where are we in our life? Come min al-aja'is, come min al-kabir fi sin. How many elderly people do you find who come for salatul subh? How many do you find? Wa kam min al-shabab. How many of the youth do you find? You find, count them on your, not on your hand, count them on a finger, two or three fingers. Count them on your finger, a finger. How many young people come to salah al-fajr? Then once again, when we speak about aqa'id, we speak about belief, we speak about this. This is real belief. Al-istiqama. Person is worried about their life. And if Allah gives them tawfiq, and a person tries to encourage a person next to them or encourage a person around them, but you've fallen short yourself. Why are you so obsessive about another individual, or about other individuals inside your life, when you're falling short every single day? Likewise, you find al-istiqama al-Qur'an. Set verses upon the Quran. Likewise, you find al-istighfar. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَٰهُكُمْ إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ. I'm only a human being like you. Speaking about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, only different revelations be given to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. فَاسْتَقِيمُ إِلَيْهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. Remain steadfast. And once again, whilst being steadfast, seek Allah's forgiveness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep me steadfast. Keep me secure. Don't let me deviate away. As people have deviated, become corrupt inside their belief or corrupt inside their action. That's we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another strange hadith. Inna Allah idha habba abda. If Allah loves a servant, ista'malahu. Wallahi shay'un ajeeb. Hadith ajeeb. If Allah loves a servant, ista'malahu. Uses him. Uses that individual to spread the deen of Allah. Use that individual to obey him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we should question ourselves inside our own hearts and our minds. Does Allah love me? And know yasta'amilani, that he begins to use me in delivering his message. Use me in trying to become a good Muslim. That's an ishara, a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, in conclusion that we find, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُدِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Inside Surah Ibrahim, the 14th chapter of the Quran, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Allah gives ithbat to the believing individual, قَوْلُ الثَّابِتِ. وَقَوْلُ الثَّابِتِ فُسِرَ إِمَامُ سَعْدِي فِي تَفْسِيرِهِ قَوْلُ الثَّابِتِ قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. This is قَوْلُ الثَّابِتِ, knowing لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And if you look at the context of this ayat, the context of this ayat is a shajara, is a tree. That's the context of this ayat that Allah mentioned. That you find asluha thabitu wa far'uha fi samaa tu'ti ukulaha kulla heenin bi idni rabbiha. Ulama described that this shajara is belief. Every so often it gives out fruits. It branches out into the heavens and it gives out fruits. That is iman. That's you find ulama imam al-bayhaqi shu'b al-iman. The branches of iman that you find. A'laha قول لا إله إلا الله. The highest level is لا إله إلا الله. أدناها إمادة الأذى عن الطريق. The lowest branch of 73 odd branches of faith that you find, the lowest branch is what? It's to remove an obstacle away from the path. Remove it away from the path. 73 odd branches of iman. We just go towards the top. Not to say that we shouldn't go to the top and focus upon that. What about the rest of the branches of iman? What about the rest of the tree? That is all iman. That is all delivering what we need to do inside our life. What we need to do, or what the branch of iman, branches of iman are. And asluha thabitun, strong in the ground, that you know what your iman is. You don't waver. The attacks and the onslaught, that one day my belief is this, tomorrow my belief is this, tomorrow the West tells me this, tomorrow this person tells me this, tomorrow this person tells me this. person knows what their aqid, what their belief is. Just like you know what your living is. You know what your education is. You know what your family is. You fight and you struggle to defend that and to take care of that and to protect that. Then the person needs to protect their iman. Needs to protect and struggle and define and preserve that iman. That no one topple over my iman. And then ask Allah to keep my iman to be firm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to live a life of tawheed, a life of obedience, a life of ta'ah, to die upon a life of ta'ah, to be resurrected upon people of tawheed, those people of Ahlul Tawheed that we find, of days of Hajj that we find, the ultimate level, the ultimate sacrifice that we find, that people will be there, chanting the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its correct format, in the correct manner. The person who dies in that state will be resurrected. That's why they're buried inside their ihram. What a great blessing it is. People as human beings may become upset that maybe a loved one passes away during the days of Hajj. But what a great bushra. Duyufullah. Guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Left their land, left their families, left everyone there. In the ultimate focus, in the ultimate commitment, ultimate devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He takes their life, what a great blessing that is. We'll be resurrected on the day of judgment inside the ihram, wearing the ihram, making the tanbiyah. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Hajj? Hajj is nothing but tawheed. Nothing but tawheed. That's why you study the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way that people of corrupt beliefs and deviation, corruption, can begin to mesmerize people. Because Allah uproots any element of shirk, any element of unreliance upon any identity. وَحَدَّ الرَّسُولُ أَوْ الْمَلَائِكَ. The Quran is replete with ayat. Place your trust only in or upon Allah. Throughout your life, Al-Quran, kullu tawakkul. Everything in the Quran is tawakkul. Musa alayhi salam, when they see the two armies, and then they see the armies, Bani Israel, what do they say? Qalu inna lamudraqoon. Everything is against them. In front of them is the Red Sea. Behind them is the army of Fir'aun. Nowhere to go. People don't have the right ilm or the right devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qalu inna lamudraqoon. We're going to be overcome. What does Musa say? Musa says, "La, kalla, inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. With me is my Lord, and my Lord will guide me." Musa strikes the sea, splits open, and lets Musa enter with his people and go travel to the other side. That's belief. That's conviction. As we find, the believer finds that conviction of tawakkul ala Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Who have placed their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is sufficient.